Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Joe, you've been to our basketball games, man. You about to get me pumped up. This is our intro song. About to get me pumped up in here, Joe. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long. I'm broadcasting live from WFAN in New York City. Ed's back home holding it down. Joining us right now from WJZ-TV. Courtesy of the Window Nation's guest hotline, he is Rick Ritter. What's going on, Rick?
Man, holding down the fort in New York City for one day, I just want to be Rob Long. I just want to see what it's like.
We all do.
Must be nice, Ed, right?
I've heard.
Rick, the Baltimore Ravens come limping, and I do mean limping, into Kansas City on Sunday, man. That injury report, not very good. Isaiah likely told us he'd be back sooner rather than later. That was 2 weeks ago, man. What is going on with all of the injuries in this football team?
So we'll start with likely. When we met with him last week, you could tell that he wanted to go Monday, but that he was still probably a week or two away just to play it safe. Not that he couldn't go, but, you know, with an injury like that, the last thing you want to do is you want to rush back and then have it linger for the whole season or become a bigger problem. It'll be interesting to see if he goes Sunday. Obviously, getting him back, adding another ball player who can go out there and win and play above the rim would be big for Lamar Jackson just to have another target like that. But injury-wise, the guy that I'm looking at, we can get to the defense in a second, Ronnie Stanley. Another did not participate yesterday. Obviously, today's practice report is a telltale sign of what his status will be for Sunday. Losing him on a Chiefs defensive line that can get after it, after you literally have on film now, Monday night, Detroit showing what happens when you bring the house against that offensive line and how much pressure Lamar was under, they could find themselves in for a long day on Sunday. And this team, I mean, look, they got to find a way to establish the run and get back to opening things up. You know this team is not built for Lamar to drop back and throw 40 times a game. They got to get Derrick Henry going. To be honest with you, a guy that I sit there and wonder, and I was saying this on Monday, why, to me, he's not activated is beyond me. But if you're struggling to get the run game going and you need a guy who's got speed that can pop one, why is Keaton Mitchell not out there?
Yeah.
You know, we all know how fast that dude is. Activate him. Give him 3-4 carries. See if he can get a big playoff and get something going for your offense. So that's something right now, as far as him, I'm shaking my head at, and I'm trying to make sense of that a little bit.
Well, Rick, you want to get the running game going. Any word on Pat Ricard? I thought this was going to be a 1 or 2 week injury, and now we're at week 4 and no sign of him, and I think he's crucial to his running game.
Yeah, no, Ed, you bring up a great point. I mean, imagine having him back and what it would open up, especially when your offensive line is struggling like that. What's one of the things that you can do? You can come in and bring bulkier packages in or more bulk in there, more meat, and Ricard is a big part of that. I have no intel on Ricard. I'm sitting here like you guys wondering, you know, how much longer is this going to linger for? This is a team that it just they're so banged up so early in the season, but it's part of football, and you have to build the roster to be able to handle situations like that. You have to have the depth that can step up. And, I mean, you look at the defensive line. I told you guys last week that the Madubuike injury was not going to be good, and it's not. You guys know that now. And, I mean, we'll see what they announce, but you can kind of guess where I'm going with this thing. Yeah. But as far as, like, the defensive ends, and I said all off season, I'm like, you can't expect Van Noy to come back and do what he did last year. Plus, if he goes down, you're relying on so much young talent. Who's the veteran on the edge who's able to do that? And I looked at a guy who was out there, Jadeveon Clowney. He gets scooped, and now you're sitting here, you're week 4 in the season, and you're thin in a lot of positions, which is not a great spot to be in right now.
Yeah, you're right. Not very good. Joining us right now, Rick Ritter from WJZ-TV. Rick, the offensive side of the football is always going to be led by Lamar Jackson. He was sacked 7 times last week. What have the Ravens, or what can they do to assure that, or is some of that responsibility also on Lamar?
I mean, look, I know it's easy to point the finger at Lamar because you're sitting back there and you're like, unload the ball. But, you know, guys have to win. You have receivers that can win. We know Zay can. Tez Walker, and what he's been able to do with his speed so early in the season, he's another guy who can go out there and do that. It can't be all on him, though. On the line, I mean, Jesus. And the guy's not getting any time. He's running for his life. And you do realize that if it wasn't Lamar Jackson back there, any other quarterback on Monday night, you're probably looking at about 11 to 12 sacks for that game. So 7 is a miracle in a sense just because of what Lamar can do and he can evade. But it's simple. It's not rocket science with this. The running game opens up for everything. And if that's the case and you're getting stuffed early, well, then go to the quick three-step game. Try to get the ball to some slants or bubbles to Zay Flowers just to, you know, soften that cushion a little bit and keep the defense honest. But it's tough to watch, especially when there's so much talent. And then on the defensive side, and look, I haven't heard you guys all week, and I don't know what you're saying. And we can get into this too. But to me, on the defensive side right now, there's a leadership issue on this team. And I don't know if anybody wants to talk about it, but I'll be the one to say it. When you guys have players who are coming out hours after the game on a loss like that, and you're worried about podcasting and getting yourself out there, it makes me question, you know, what's top of mind for some guys on this team.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. I'm going to get off this game for a second. There's another one. It's very interesting with teams with much better records, and we like both of them. Eagles, Buccaneers, both at 3-0. As you know, probably don't. I lived in Tampa for a while, back in Florida, now a bit of a Buccaneer fan. I know who you root for. What do you think about this game?
Yeah, Ed, you and I, we spoke about Tampa a couple weeks ago, just kind of raving about Baker Mayfield and how he's been able to turn his career around. I love Tampa. You know, I think they're a legit force in the NFC. Baker showed you again last week what he can do. They're a little banged up, though. You know, is Mike Evans going to go or not? Because having him out of that lineup, and then you put the pressure on Ibuka as far as the rookie receiver out of Ohio State to kind of be that guy, which I think he can, but it would make things a lot easier for the Eagles in that secondary. They got to get pressure on Bake, you know, especially with the interior. They have maybe the best interior defensive line in all of football. But it's going to be a great matchup either way. And the Eagles, historically, they struggle every single time they go to Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Whether it's the heat or whatever, they're even arriving a day earlier this year. They're getting there, I think, today, as a matter of fact, trying to get used to that heat and trying to bring them up to speed. But they always struggle down there. It's going to be a good game. We'll see who comes out on top.
All right, give me a winner, Rick Ritter, and
score. Oh, guys, can we even imagine the Ravens being 1-3? Can we? Oh, this is a tough one. I'm going to go Chiefs, guys. I'm not taking the Ravens this week. And you know me, 99% of the time I take the Ravens. I just don't like what I'm seeing right now. I don't think they got it together. I think the Chiefs edge out a close one. I will leave you with this. I had to host Ray Lewis's Power 52 Foundation last night. And I spoke with Ray beforehand. We sat down for a quick interview, which will be coming up on WJZ next week. And I point blank asked him, I'm like, what do you see when you look at this defense? Like, what is the issue? And without hesitation, he was like, communication. He's like, some leader has to wrap their arms around these guys because they are one or two plays away in terms of just communicating with each other, knowing where they're supposed to be, not pointing fingers. And, you know, I thought that was interesting for that to come off the tip of his tongue. so quick? Because to me, I'm not putting words in his mouth. This goes back to what I said. I think there's a leadership issue on that side of the ball, and it's time for somebody to step up and be that guy. Because you guys know that when Ray, Sizz, Ed Reed all played, and Ray even said this last night, when we just looked at each other, you kind of knew it was time to lock in and take another step, and we knew where to go, and it's just not happening right now, and it's not Ravens football.
I agree with you. Not Ravens football at all. What you got going on, man?
Hey, Purple Pregame Show, WJZ, will get you ready for the game Sunday, and then Purple Playbook coming back up in 2 weeks with Isaiah Likely, Jimmy's Famous Seafood, and then 5, 7, 11 o'clock, I always got your news, guys, so I appreciate you.
Thank you, man.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you.
Rob, don't be partying too much, all right?
You know me.
Yeah, that's why I said that.
That's why I said, yeah, yes, I do know you. That's why I said that. At least invite me and Ed next time.
All right, man.
Be safe, guys.
Have a good weekend. All right, no doubt. And I know you picked the Ravens to win, but you understand how it's a tall task, man, all these injuries.
I'm in the minority. No one else we've had on or anybody in the studio has picked the Ravens. I still have faith that they can beat the Chiefs, and they're going to only because of the offense right now. That's the way they're going to have to do it. I think that's how it's going to happen. And if it doesn't, I know they can come back, but if they put on a performance like they have against the Chiefs, because it's not even it's one thing if you lose. If they get pushed around like they did against Detroit, I'm going to I'll be very concerned about this season.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.